We will bring our January 9th and 10th, 2025 South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Commission meeting to order. Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome. Thank you to those that are with us today. We are coming to you live from the Ramcota in Pierre, and those of you that are joining online, we thank you as well for taking part. One of the first things we always have to do at the beginning of every commission meeting is our conflict of interest disclosure. I am required to read this and then ask commissioners at the end if they have any conflicts of interest, so I will go ahead and do that now. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, do we have any commissioners that have any conflict of interest that they feel they need to bring forward at this time? Seeing none, we will move on. Approval of previous meeting minutes. Those have been made available not only to the commission but also to the public on our Game, Fish, and Parks Commission Archives webpage. We do need a motion and a second if we are all in agreement of those minutes. Move to approve by Commissioner Teal, seconded by Commissioner Beese. All those in favor of approving last month's minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, those minutes are approved. Additional commissioner salary days. Oftentimes, commissioners will meet with stakeholders and attend other meetings on behalf of the department, the commission, and the public. Do we have any commissioners that have additional salary days? Liz, have anybody, any? She is telling me no, none have been reported to her, so we will move on. Election of officers. At the beginning of every year, we do have to re-elect new leadership. That's a vice chair and chair. We will begin with nomination and second for our vice chair for the 2025 year. Commissioner Locken.
Yes, I would nominate Travis Beese for vice chair, please.
We have a nomination for Commissioner Travis Beese for vice chair. We do need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Teal. With that, any comments, Commissioner Beese?
No. Appreciate the support for another year.
Very good. With that, all those in favor of approving Commissioner Travis Beese for vice chair, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, that is approved. And with that, I will hand the gavel over to you, Commissioner Beese.
So at this time, we were looking for nominations for our chairperson. So we're opening that up to nominations.
Mr. Chair, I nominate Stephanie Riesler. I think her leadership's been a big plus this past year and look forward to her continued efforts to meet the Game of Fish challenges of the future. Thank you.
Is there a second for the nomination?
Second.
So we have a nomination and a second. So at this time, we'll vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Congratulations.
Thank you all. I appreciate that. We will have a good year serving the people of South Dakota. And just to note, we do have Commissioner Bob Whitmire. He is joining us virtually today. He's under the weather, so we appreciate him keeping his sickies at home so the rest of us will stay healthy that are in this room. So Commissioner Whitmire, we will make sure to pause during votes so your vote will be recorded.